Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 22nd of August 2016, and this is the 425th Moll Out Loud podcast. We're having another lovely cold and sunny day, and so I'm feeling energetic as I usually do on days like this. And I'm just about to walk into town, and I was debating whether to do this podcast before I went or whether I should do it on my way, do another kind of walking, talking one. And I've decided to do it at home before I leave because I think the next time I do a walking, talking one, I'd like to go a different route, and I haven't really left myself enough time to go a different route. So this is an at-home Moll Out Loud podcast, and I'm going to be out from now on. It's just after three, and I shall be heading off to Qigong and then to bell ringing, and so I won't be back until 10:30. So now is the time, if I'm not going to do it en route. I have done a couple in the tower as well, but I think I'm going to eat between Qigong and bell ringing, so I won't probably be able to find a good place to record. So that's why I'm here and now, not that you really needed that entire rigmarole. This morning I've been working on my novel. It's been a good morning of writing. I haven't written very much, but I'm really happy with what I have written. The last few times I've been working on it, I've just really been splatting down ideas and trying to kind of work out what I need to include in this scene, rather than really writing it. And the bits that I have written, I've not been very happy with. So it was really nice today to actually find my way into the scene. And once I do that, I'm usually fairly okay. So it's a nice step. Time, of course, is still a bit a bit tight, getting tighter by the minute. But I'm happy to say that, well, I'm not happy to say, but I'm always a bit aware that I feel as if I'm the last person to produce anything for this group. And I'm always kind of racing the clock, but it feels as if this time I'm not the only one. One person is away. Another person is hasn't yet produced something, and two others are rewriting something rather than producing something new. So I know one shouldn't compare oneself with others, but I suppose it's the pattern that I don't want to continue. I don't mind sometimes not being the one who doesn't have anything, and being the one who's last to get things in, but I dislike it as a pattern. But maybe I just need to get over that and just be a bit chilled about the whole thing. But I think it was actually the fact that I was able to write today is an indication that I do feel much more relaxed about it. So yes, it's been a good morning. Normally Mondays would be my day off, and they're not. It's not today at all, but after my wonderful day of Qigong on Saturday, when I'd normally have been working, I've felt I really needed to get back to work today, and I certainly need to make quite big inroads into what I'm doing to get something out by, well, tomorrow night would be great. Wednesday lunchtime maybe would be the the dead line for this piece. So that's what I've been up to today, and I'm looking forward to, I'm able to walk a little bit better today, so I'm quite looking forward to walking into town as slowly, but not catching the bus. Not catching the bus partially because it left 20 minutes ago, and there isn't another one until after I need to be at Chigul. But also walking because I do feel a bit better, and I just think walking into town is a good start. I'm so looking forward to being able to walk up to Knocklofty again before too long. At the moment, because of the daylight saving, or not daylight saving, the mornings are getting lighter, and I can see now that I could probably get a short walk in before the cafe, and so it'd be really nice to be able to do that during September before the clocks come back again and it gets darker in the mornings. So, well, September is quite close, but that gives me another week of being very, very kind to my leg, hip, whatever it thinks it is. I do hope that whatever you've been doing today, that that you've been in the flow, that that it's come to you. I think sometimes the splatting beforehand and the getting things down and the just writing around it has to happen before the flow comes. But if you've nailed another way in which the flow comes without the angst, my hat off to you. That's a wonderful place to be. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.